Bob. This is going to be together only one day a week, so that's all we do. Studies have shown that students can only handle so much stress. So, the name of the show is Broadcast Writing. It's where you take everything we talk about, first marking period, and you do more of it. In different situations and different types of stories. The basic thing about this marking period over the last is this isn't about guidelines and all that. It's about how news works, where stories come from and how they're ordered and what stays in a newscast and what doesn't make a newscast and why. And how tape and sound is used and that kind of thing. A little bit more about the news biz rather than how to write it. First thing off today, we got a lot of stuff to, not we, who the father might have assisted. I've got a lot of things to hand back to you today. The last radio shows, also the last two exams. You need to take a look at them and see how you did on them. Any questions about them? We're going to spend the first part of this class doing that because it'll take a while. Once we get past that, however, there will be a current events quiz today and.
Yes.
Birthday girl just had a coronary without what? And the stuff back. I'm going to start with the radio shows. And again, not that I expect any of this, but if you have any questions about this or if you want to sit down and listen to the show and then please do so. I'm more than happy to do that. Are there any questions about that?
No.
Yep.
Should be.
Comments? Concerns? Can we redo it?
Yeah, concerns. What is this?
Okay, I'll ask you.
Again, this marking period, obviously you're not going to do. Have you had the production class yet?
Oh, yeah.
And that was when?
Yesterday.
And the day before.
And the day before. You have the class in the lab, right?
Correct.
I don't know how this place works. I just try to take care of my stuff. What? It's only about meaning. Hmm? You're not going to do radio shows this marking period, obviously, but you'll be doing vocal work.
So it's hard to correct.
Hence.
Again, it really isn't about the grade so much. I mean, if you got an A on this radio show, congratulations, but that doesn't mean you're going to get an A on the next one. If you have a really good day on Monday, it doesn't guarantee you a really good day on Tuesday. If you didn't get a real good grade on this radio show, it doesn't mean you can't do one. You should find out why you didn't get that grade, or why you did get that grade. That's what matters. You're going into a business, they're not going to hire you by your grade point average, they're going to hire you by what you can do. Period. Whether you think differently or not, it doesn't matter. You're wrong. Nobody hires anybody in this business based on their GPA. It's what you can do, and how well you can do it, and how many things you can do, and how well you can do those things. So, if you're still having trouble following directions, or saying, instead of A, or whatever, then those are things you need to work on. And that's the point of all this. Okay? The end. Studio operations final exam. This is like watching paint dry. I mean, I really get it, but there's no other way I can do this. You can't keep this stuff, but I do want you to pass it out so you can see what grade you received. Obviously, you know you won't pass, but I did not bring the booklets up here, so if you do want to know which ones you missed, then please come and see me, okay? I'm here most days. There's a minimum cover charge to come to the office, and it's usually a nice buffet. As I said earlier, obviously, unless you have a brilliant memory, if you want to know which questions you may have missed, then you'll need to come by the office and sit down. I'll give you a bit of looking over it. The extra credit question was, the complete answer was because of that demographic, the 25 to 54-year-old, primarily female demo, is most desirable because they generally control the majority of the disposable household income, which is what you needed for the complete pointage. If you gave me some of that, I tried to give you half of it.
Did it have to say exactly like
to get all 4 points?
Yes.
probably.
I mean, I wrote an answer, but I don't think I got points for it. No,
if you didn't get any points for it, Katie, it's not the same thing. Unless I took a nap during grading your exam, which I could have done. If you nod off every once in a while, you grade these after a while.
I
didn't
think
doctor would agree.
Well, that's it, I think, for the studio operations class. And again, if you have any questions about any of that stuff, please let me know. The last couple of things have to deal with this class more directly. This is the writing exam.
Is there anything smell on your pen?
Hmm?
Is there anything smell on your pen?
Here we go. Again, you may not keep these.
I've been reading now. You got minus
20. Okay, so like the the studio operations exam. If you're curious on what you missed, the multiple choice section, you need to come by the office. And it'll take about 5 minutes to go over it. Everything on this exam applies to this marking period. You will be tested on this stuff again. The midterm and the final exam, plus stuff. All the things we talked about last marking period, how to write numbers, the first reference rule, attribution, paraphrasing quotes, on and on and on, all that stuff, how to write numbers, ages and so forth apply to this marking period. So if you unless you got them all right, I'd find out at some point what you might have missed. And again, it's a testing, it's all right. The story portion was worth 50 points too. The largest deductions, of course, for writing a lead in the past tense or being inaccurate. It's generally a 20 point deduction. I think I stopped there. I don't think I kept adding on after that. 4 points for not paraphrasing the quote or attribution in the wrong place. There's another one I always forget. There's like 3 or 4 pointers. And everything else is 2 points, it should be. Writing the number incorrectly, things like that. Again, any question on the story, please let me know. Are there any? Yes. Assembly and verdict exams will be 6 months and 2 days from this date. We let you get out of here, give you a couple of days, and big pile in the parking lot. Light it up. Still not done handing stuff back to you. Still have the last story to hand back. But I need to do something different for a little bit. So. And since the story is more germane to this class, we'll save that for a minute or two. And move on with the ceremonial reading of the syllabus. Again, why did we give you a syllabus? So you know what's going on. That's it. You know what's going on. All right. So we'll go through this. And the course name is broadcast writing, which, much like first marking period, is sort of a generic catch-all. We can change the content and we don't have to change the stationery, if you know what I mean. It's broadcast news writing is what we're going to do this marking period. The difference between this and last, there are several. Aside from the first assignment I'm going to give you, your stories this marking period will be from actual sources. You'll get newspaper stories, you'll get wire copy stories. I do the fact sheet on the first one, but there's a reason I do. Otherwise, it will be from a real source. Weeks 9 through 16, again, my name is Bob Palmateer. I think we've met. I'm a radio instructor here at Specs Howard. At least I was this morning. I trust I will be tomorrow and moving forward. Phone number is the same as it used to be. The office is in the same location. My email address is the same. As always, if you have any questions about any, please call. Or write, and I will get back to you as soon as I can. The course objective, you'll continue to improve your broadcast writing skills. Again, why is that so doggone important? Hey, why can't we spend 2 hours on Wednesday doing something else?
Because news is everywhere.
News is everywhere. Well, that's one reason. Why else? Is that it? There's got to be a reason we do this class. I mean, not all of you are here to go into news, right? Right? How many of you are going into news as a career? You want to pursue news. What about the rest of you? What are you all doing here?
It's a job.
Why is this important to you? Why does this relate to you? Writing skills. What about writing skills?
They're important.
You get that experience by writing these stories.
Yeah.
Being able to write is one of the most important things. Every so often we have these radio advisory boards. Five people that come in. Basically, I think there's one from Fort Huron, but I think everybody else is from Detroit. Program directors, station managers, Tom Bender comes in. He runs a great media station. The ability to write, in the opinion of these guys, supersedes the ability to cut a good radio demo. They have an opening for an on-air personality. The demo is not necessarily the first thing they're interested in. The first thing they're interested in is whether you can write or not. So it's not just doing a four-hour radio show and going home anymore. It's doing a radio show and uploading material and going on Facebook and doing all that. They need people that can write. That will be part of your life, unless your career goal, again, remains to coil the cable or drive the truck. Writing is going to be an invaluable skill and probably as important, if not more important in some cases, as being able to run a board or, say, W. So that's how it's changed over the years. So, improve your broadcast writing skills. Building upon experience gained in the first market period. Again, everything we talked about first market period applies to this market period. The rules have not changed. It's still the same. What's changed is the expectation goes up. The bar gets higher, the grading gets tougher, and I expect more from you. That changes.
I'm sorry, what did you get
that? Let me skip ahead in the syllabus to professionalism. We'll be monitored at all times. Unprofessional behavior may affect or lower any assignment, which it just did. I probably learned by now to shut that stuff off.
Got real, dude. Real quick.
Huh? Writing class. Skills gained, improved upon through. It goes without saying that from the first marking period, as much time we spent together, the lectures are scintillating, don't you think? Are they just a little diamonds in the night? Aren't they?
Yes, diamonds in the night.
They shine on. Multifaceted,
yes,
discussions of many things. So there'll be more of those and writing assignments. You will have weekly writing assignments in this class. Everybody okay with that?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Also, you're going to learn about several different aspects of broadcast news. Again, the reason why this all goes on is because news is going to touch all of you. You're going to be involved in it in some way, shape, or form sooner or later. It may be your first job, second, or third. It might be sports. It might not be news necessarily. It might be entertainment. It will get to you eventually. There's simply too much of it where you can't avoid it. Okay. So we're going to talk about how news stories are selected and newscasts are put together. How does Channel 4 decide what to lead with, and what does WJR lead with, and how do they figure that stuff out? There has to be a thought process to it, and there is. And we're going to talk about that. We're talking about where news comes from. I mean, it's got to come from somewhere. It just doesn't fall out of the air. And the use of tape in broadcast news, which is sort of a misnomer because nobody uses tape anymore. Tape refers to audio tape. Everything's digital now, but the use of digital in it just doesn't work. The use of sound maybe would be better. You also demonstrate knowledge in these areas by completing grading and writing assignments, taking graded midterm and final exams. You also demonstrate awareness of current events by taking a weekly current events quiz beginning today. Why is there a weekly current events quiz as part of this class?
We're writing the news.
Because you're writing the news. It goes much deeper than that. You write, but it goes much deeper than that. You know me by now. It's got to be more to it than that. Corey?
Well, I was going to say because you're writing the news.
I was saying you have to stay aware of what's going on in your area.
What does that mean? Stay aware of what's going on in your area? You mean the Row 4? Or?
Yeah. like, you know, like 24/7, just like keep up with the news so you can.
Right. But why?
We're media. That's what we're supposed to do.
Report the news.
Broadcast
is
media art.
I think I was applying to that.
Well, you're not incorrect, but there's more to it than that. Is that all you learn by watching the news or listening to it, just what's going on? And is there anything else you can learn by it, or no?
How to write it.
How to write it, yeah. You learn how to write it, or how not to write it, if anything. Not everything's a gem out there. You can learn how newscasts are put together. You can learn about how many of you are planning on going over to the dark side? Video.
Yeah.
Well, you can watch newscasts, figure out how they're put together, where they edit, how they put it together, and where they cut to this and cut to that. Vocal delivery. What kind of projects are you going to work on in, you have Heather for the editing class?
Yes.
Yeah.
What kind of projects are you going to do for Heather?
Editing.
Well, I know, but what kind of projects are you
going to do? Commercials.
She has a concert promo, a radio station promo, and yesterday we did like an interview of Pop Girl. Yeah, stuff like that.
Different vocal delivery maybe between the John Popper thing and the concert promo and the station promo, different emotion, different, yep. Same kind of thing we talked about last morning, very little bit, so I didn't get into it a whole lot. Yep. Most employers will expect you to know what's going on. Again, it's not about becoming an expert at anything, because nobody's got the time to spend doing that necessarily. But more employers we're finding as part of the job interview process will, among with whatever else they have you do, will have you do a current events quiz. Now, you may not have anything to do with the news or anything else, but they want folks working for them that are aware of what's going on. Okay. So by doing a weekly current events quiz here, it's to encourage you, if you don't normally keep up with the news on a regular basis, to do so. I said that's it's an important part of the whole deal. All right. Any questions about the objective? Grading policies. The weekly quizzes cannot be made up. Now, today we're going to do this quiz probably, I don't know if I can kill 15 minutes or not, probably at 10 o'clock today. Normally, the current events quiz will be the first thing after attendance. Okay. So if you come into class, In the process of taking the quiz, you may take it. If you come into class after we're done taking it, you may not. You may not make it up. There are no makeups. Okay. Again, to encourage you to be here on time. If you can.
How long do we get for the quiz? Again,
how long you? How long what?
Do we get for the quiz?
To take it?
Mm-hmm.
About 5 minutes.
Oh. What am I crashing with?
30.
Somewhere between 35 and 50.
How many minutes
did it take? You know it or you don't, Brooklyn. So,
I don't think I could read all the questions.
I'm kidding. I'm sorry. It's a serious question, and I just gave you a phony answer. Mm-hmm. It's 11 questions. There are 11 multiple choice questions.
Oh.
So unless I've screwed up and not written the right answer down, and that does happen sometimes. You get about 5 minutes to do it. Okay.
Helping you out.
Yeah, I do have one for you today, so you'll know what you're doing in a minute. Okay, so the quizzes cannot be made up. They are 2% each, so each one does not necessarily, the Earth does not shift on its axis if you don't take it. However, there are 8 of them, so that is 16% of your final grade, so that can have an effect. Assignments and coursework must be completed and turned in by the assigned deadline. No work will be accepted after the end of the marking period. Now, last marking period, I tried to play fair with the deadline thing. I'm not a huge deadline. I could have this where, you know, when you come into class next Wednesday morning, your work goes on the desk, and after 8:30, it's late, and that's it, and you're done, and get out. I think that's pretty harsh. Don't you think it's hard?
Yeah.
So Heather does.
Well, I know, some instructors do
that. Don't give them an idea.
Yeah. And I don't, and maybe I should, because I usually get run over pretty good with that policy.
Sure,
put it in
both
orders.
That way, she won't go late.
But you will have a weekly assignment that will be due next week. The midterms and the final can be made up. You have 5 school days, which is not true. The final exam you have, if you miss the final exam, you have 2 school days to make it up. Assignments are not completed by the assigned deadline due to absence. Maybe turned in the next course meeting. That's fine. I wouldn't wait that long. Please don't wait that long. If you're absent Wednesday but you're back on Thursday, turn the thing in on Thursday. That gives you a chance to get it graded and back to you on time. If you wait a week, then you're a week behind. So on. If you just don't turn it in, it is a late grade. But we'll deal with that when we get there. Inappropriate content, like RJ's cell phone. Really? That's your ring? That's your ringtone?
Pretty awesome for me.
I'm not surprised. Inappropriate content. I don't get inappropriate content. Some of your radio shows had inappropriate content. It wasn't that it was off color necessarily. It was just a hard news story where it wasn't entertaining enough and that kind of thing. The inappropriate content, the syllabus used to be much simpler, and I know this doesn't really apply to you, but the syllabus for most classes wasn't like this, and I'm surprised I didn't get all of this on one piece of paper, but they were all like that once upon a time. And then we had to keep adding things to it as things developed and as society changed. Inappropriate content came from it wasn't even a writing class, it was a commercial writing class. And somebody had to, you had to pick your own client and write a commercial appropriate for the demographic of a radio station. And somebody did a headshot and talked about, you know, bongs and water pipes of all sorts and rolling papers and roach clips and and incense and other stuff you find at your typical head shop, and failed the assignment because it was, I mean, you don't hear too many commercials out there for head shops, first of all, and two, you're talking about bonds and water. And they had to fell back in it because it was, the student did, because, well, they just didn't get the, you know, why. So that's where the inappropriate content came from, I think. Student action forms. I don't. Did I ever do any for you guys? I don't know. I don't remember. I don't like doing student action forms. The reason is I do think that you are or should be capable of taking care of yourself and being responsible for yourself. You only have you to be responsible for. I don't know why I'm charged with having to be responsible for 40 people. I don't know why that is. I may do them. Sometimes I do. If you ever have a question about how you're doing in class or what you're doing in class or whatever, I'm here most days. You have my phone number and you have my email address. There's no reason I need to write a student action form out. But sometimes I do. Professionalism will be monitored at all times. Unprofessional behavior may affect or lower any assignment. RJ. It's really unfortunate. It started off that way. It wasn't directed toward me. I didn't take it personally. The assignments are just numbers 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, and 6. I think we're going to have all the assignments. I don't think there are any holidays coming up or anything on a Wednesday that's going to screw this up. The days off, the Mondays were nice, I guess. There's a good side and a bad side to them. You don't label the assignments specifically because we do change them once in a while. They're all new to you, but for us, we tend to want to change it up, so we just say assignment 2. There are 8 of them. So you see the first 2 are 5%, the second 2 are 7%, and the last 2 are worth more. They're 10% each. Current events quizzes are 2% each, 16% total. Midterm and finals are 40% each. I think that adds up to 100%. But not being a mathematician, I'm not sure. Professionalism, again, students are expected to maintain professional behavior at all times. And you guys do. I was generally very impressed the first marking period. And so the only thing you guys do that's not unusual, you talk too much. And you talk too much to yourselves and you disrupt class that way. That's really annoying and unprofessional and inconsiderate, but it could be worse. Like, that's worse. Foul language. Yes. Foul language. Inappropriate dress. Combative attitude toward instruction. I'm going to put that in. Okay. May result in a grade penalty and or dismissal from the class. Students are dismissed from class, et cetera, and so forth. They're required to meet with people and write essays and sweep the parking lot. The above scheduled proceedings in this course is subject to change at the instructor's discretion. That would be me. In the event of extenuating circumstances like days off. Satisfactory academic progress. Attendance policies. Again, I do expect you to be here every Wednesday. If you can't be here, I would like a phone call or some email if you can. Please don't wait a week to see me. Please see me the next day you're in class or you're in school. And please don't come up to me and say, did we do anything in your class yesterday? Because I will again look at you and say, no, not a thing. Walk out. The Learning Resource Center is a very valuable tool for you. Again, to write up stories, to rewrite them. There'll be a lot of rewriting this marking period. And you're all familiar with that, right? The Learning Resource Center, the LRC, LRC. So today is the class introduction, the current events quiz, and we're going to talk about assignment number one. And that's it for today. Any questions about the syllabus? We talked about the news last marking period in a lot of different ways. How are you watching it or listening to it more now than you did before, or are you still in that state of denial where I don't have to do this?
Yeah, yeah. Pretty much.
Are you?
Yeah.
It takes a big man to admit that you're not doing the work. That's great. You expect the business to come to you and conform to you? Do you expect the business to conform to you?
No, I just never watch the news.
Okay. If I recommend that you start watching the news, is that enough to get you to do it?
Yeah, I'll check it out.
You check it out. It's on a lot. WWJ, if you're familiar with that radio station, it's 950 on the AM dial. I know many of you probably don't venture to the AM side of things very often. The Sukkot's going AM. What the hell is that? 950 AM. They do the news all the time. They're so obsessed. That's all they do. That's not true. They do carry U of M basketball games for some weird reason.
I mean, who would,
and then B, you know, on a news station. First question about the current events quiz is, well, I don't have time, Bob. Sorry, I'd love to help you out, Bob, but I haven't got time. And everybody is busy. I mean, you work after school. You have a life, or try to have one, between school and work, two jobs, and or whatever you have to do to make it. That's why they created WWJ, just for you. You drive a vehicle, do you? Some sort?
Indeed.
It's got a radio in it?
AM and FM.
AM and FM? Most of them come complete with an AM and FM. You should just be AM, you know, once upon a time. Well, this is the point where all I can do is stand up here and tell you the truth, and which I will try and continue to do, that in order to make it in this business or any business, there has to be some adjustment somewhere along the line. I don't know of anybody that can go through this program or anything else unchanged and be successful. You have to change something. Maybe it's the amount of sleep you get, or what time you get up in the morning, or whether you sit in class and do a Facebook thing while the instructor's talking to you, and you have to stop doing that because I am the reason you're here today. But if you're in a vehicle with an AM radio and your drive is at least 20 minutes, is that most of you?
Yeah.
At least.
Mm-hmm. I mean, I used to live in Royal Oak, which isn't that far away. It was at least 20 minutes to get over here. So I can imagine if you live anywhere farther out. If you listen to WWJ every morning, I know. Sorry, Bob, I can't do that. I listen to Drew and Mike.
I listen to something else.
Well, see, that's what I mean. You got Stoney. You listen to Stoney.
Yeah.
Why? Stoney. Mike Stone and Sarah and who's the other guy?
Bill,
so it's Sarah.
I know.
They're afraid.
No love?
Nothing wrong with that. No, no, non-love, just kind of a different love.
Did you teach them?
I had Sarah, yeah. Bill, I don't remember.
Were they professional?
It's a long time ago, Rich. Besides, I'm more focused on you at the moment. Sarah, 4 acres. Sarah's doing fine. Anyway, if you tune into WWJ News Radio, I'm not shilling for the station. I'm just saying that's the only all-news station there is. And listen for at least 20 minutes, you'll get everything you need. That's all you got to do. The way the format, the clock hour is laid out, anytime you tune in, if you stay there for 20 minutes or so, you will get national news, state news, at least headlines, if not stories themselves, sports, business news, along with traffic and weather together on the 8th, at 8, 18, 20, 38, 48, 58 minutes past the hour.
Came in handy when I was parked on 75 today.
Did it?
No, because I was already there.
Don't you hate that? That or, what was it? It was Monday, Telegraph was parked. It's really slow. This building's moving faster than Telegraph. And then you listen for the traffic report and they don't talk about it. So. Can't you see we're all here? Anyway. So there's time to do it. There is time to do it. But again, you have to make a decision. You're going to make a little change in your life and start doing this stuff every day. You cannot listen to the news on Wednesday morning and do well on these quizzes if that's what's important to you. You can't. It doesn't work that way. The quizzes are not written from... They're written actually on Tuesday. So the information is coming from Tuesday or Monday or the weekend. You can't... Just, yeah, they're only 2%. So when we come back, I want to go over the last stories with you. Also, we'll come back and do the current events quiz. So everybody needs to successfully turned off. Back at 10 o'clock.